Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Welcome to Zombieland.
Nice watch.
Much.
Welcome to another episode. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and this is Katie Afraidy, a horror movie review podcast where we chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about what horror movies. Obviously, it's a silly, haha, goofy time, but
yeah.
Either way, shit's about to get spooky.
Very spooky. Oh, shit. Can I swear on the podcast?
No. Yes, you can.
Oh, gosh, willikers.
Gosh darn it. Shoot.
That was cool. I love a good fog machine and a surprise fog machine. Oh, my God. That's
the only kind I want.
We're
a surprise.
Kicking off October, right, dude?
We like to seem like we just blazed it up in here and then just immediately get into it.
So what's the vaping policy?
We want to set off the fire alarm. So, I mean, you could probably vape and no one would tell. They'd be like, wow, look at all this smoke.
Well, it's less for the room and it's more for like getting demonetized on Instagram clips and stuff. I did another horror podcast lately and they had pizza for us. So I was vaping behind a slice of pizza every time.
They're like, wow, that pizza's like smoking hot.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Fresh out of the oven.
That's amazing. Well, you guys are probably like, who's this person next to me?
Hey, what up?
Hilarious comedian, one of my BFFs, door guy at the Comedy Store. It's Adam Meadows.
But if you look me up on Instagram, it's Effie Meadows.
It is
still.
Effie. Hello. But thanks for coming on.
Thank you. No, thanks for having me. I'm really excited. I'm excited to talk about horror movies.
Yeah.
It's really the only thing I do to celebrate the Halloween season is watch movies because I'm an American piece of shit, and that's all I do is stare at a screen.
My eyes are going to shit because of it, so.
What have you watched so far?
this month? I mean, I'm doing a 31 Days of Horror challenge. I do that every year,
okay.
So what have I watched?
We're only 7 days in.
It's
Is it more than seven?
Yeah, it's way more than seven, especially for this podcast. And today I've had to.
Oh, yeah, because we did two.
We did
double
two.
Feature.
Yeah, I watched all of them.
Which I watched last night as soon as I got home from work. I watched Zombieland, movie number one. And I went to bed, woke up this morning, and watched Warm Bodies.
Honestly, a great way to start the morning.
It was. It's a very uplifting movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're both uplifting movies.
Yeah, they're both solid. So, wait, let's go back before we start talking about that. What is your favorite horror movie?
Oh, that's a hard one. Probably Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay, why?
I think it's like so visceral in a way that like a lot of other movies haven't been. Like, there's definitely gorier and violenter and, like, scarier movies. Mm-hmm. But there's something, like, in that movie in particular, the sound design really gets me. Because, like, even from the moment it, like, opens with, like, the camera flashing sound effects. And it goes to, like, the title sequence. And it's just got this, like, weird dissonant strings playing. And there's a little bit of quiet early on while they're doing the setup. But once, like, the first guy gets like killed with the hammer, there's pretty much not a moment in the movie where you're not dealing with like unending horrific sound effects. Like the last 30 minutes she does not stop screaming for a second of the entire film, and it sets me on edge in a way that other things don't. And then it's just like it's like daytime horror, so much fits during the day. And like for being like sort of a really low budget like slasher film from the 60s, I want to say.
70s.
I think it's 70s. It's like, it's actually got so many themes going on in it too, that like, I think so fascinating, like the decline of like employment in America during the rise of industrialism. And it's coming out in the middle of like the Vietnam War. So Americans are dealing with a crazy violent time, but they hadn't had crazy violent movies yet. Like, I don't know. I just think it's really fascinating.
Wow. I love that. I was like, chainsaw.
I like the chainsaw, too.
The chainsaw. Yeah,
and as, you know, a former tranny, I think it's pretty interesting to see the guy in, like, the mother mask and everything. It's playing on a lot of interesting things.
Totally, totally.
And we are all crazy murderers.
Oh, I mean, yeah, we really are.
Leatherface, the original nihilistic violent extremist.
And we are... If not, we are all of that here at Katie Afraidy. And what was the first horror movie to scare you? Or it doesn't have to be a horror movie as well. It could have been like...
First movie to scare me? I don't think it's meant to be a horror movie, but okay. Have you seen How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
The Jim Carrey?
The original animated one from the 50s. Okay, the year after that, and no one knows this, they did a follow-up sequel, another like made-for-TV anime movie called Halloween is Grinch Night.
Oh, my God.
I think they were just like, yeah, we could do him for all the fucking holidays.
Yeah,
you know?
He steals everything.
He steals everything. Yeah. He steals the show. Okay, he steals the spotlight.
Does. He does.
But, you know, in The Grinch, the first one, it's pretty heartwarming. He's like, oh, I hate Christmas. All these people are noisy and annoying, and they never invite me. And then his heart grows three sizes. This one, you have all the who's in Whoville. It's getting to Halloween time. They're like, oh, that sickly sweet scent in the air. You know what that means? The Grinch is going to come into town and do some dark shit. They don't even say what it is. Everyone's locking up all their doors and barricading because they're terrified of the Grinch. And this one little kid, he just doesn't go inside or whatever. He's roaming around. The Grinch kidnaps him, makes him like take his fucking, like, he's got like a carriage, I guess, sort of like what Max might probably be like taking. And he makes the kid like take him up the hill in it. And
what
then
the
it
hell?
Has like this crazy psychedelic sequence in it that's like kind of the one in Dumbo with like the elephant thing, but it's like it's got these ghosts and goblins and it's creepy. And I saw that when I was like 3 years old because my parents were like, oh, it's Dr. Seuss, we'll put it on.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It scared the fuck out of me. I thought the Grinch was under my bed like all the time growing up. That was my first big thing that scared me. I don't think it's meant to be a horror movie, but
no.
It's fucked, dude.
Yeah, it's so interesting hearing what people find scary, especially as a kid, because, like, those, like, Scooby-Doo is scary. Like, Scooby-Doo, like, the original Scooby-Doo, there's some, like, creepy shit in, like, those first, the first season, and you're like, what the hell? I mean, the first Spider-Man, that was mine.
The first Spider-Man?
Yeah,
what
with
part?
Green Goblin.
I thought he was kind of silly.
With the, and he is scary. I didn't like that one. That freaked me out. But yeah, I guess, I mean, I didn't, you know, I knew cartoons weren't, you know, real.
Mm-hmm.
But the Green Goblin, I was like, no, he's real. And he's going to,
oh, yeah.
Willem Dafoe is going to find me and he's going to kill me.
Well, okay, Willem Dafoe is scary no matter what.
And he's from
in.
Wisconsin. So it's, he's really going to hunt me down.
He's from Wisconsin?
Yeah. I call him poor man Steve Buscemi. Which we all know is the opposite, but I think it feels right.
You know, Scooby-Doo was like the first moment I had like a real trans awakening.
Did you?
And I think it like is what kicked off a lot of the kinks I have to this day was watching. There's an episode. I saw it when I was like 3 years old at my grandparents' house. Do you remember the one with the clown ghost?
The one with the...
That hypnotizes them? So I was watching that. I had all these weird, like, tranny feelings inside my heart at the time.
Okay.
But, like, nothing that I'd seen. And there's, like, a part where he's hypnotizing all of them to make them do silly things. He hypnotizes Daphne. And then when it cuts back and they find her, she's now in, like, a tutu and is, like, a princess performer. And she's riding on the back of the things.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I was like, oh, if I could just get someone to hypnotize me or kidnap me or force feminize me or something, then I get all the things I want with none of the guilt or blame from society.
Oh.
And now I'm a fucking submissive little brat that likes. Well, actually, that changed about a year ago, too. I was hooking up with this like little butch dyke and she spat in my mouth. And I think she transferred her dominance to me.
Good for you. I'm proud of you, dude.
Which is a horror movie right there.
That is. You know?
That's why there's a top shortage, you know? It's because it's one top and they keep sharing it around, spitting in each other's mouths, taking turns.
Have you ever seen that Saturday Night Live sketch with Harry Styles? And he goes, why do boys always get upset when I ask them to spit in my mouth?
I think he wants to come out of the closet.
He's definitely gay.
He's something, it's, right?
Yeah, he might be. Who
he's
knows?
Beautiful.
You know what? He's a beautiful man. You do what you want to do, Harry Styles. Yeah. You know what? If you want to fucking private, you do what you got to do.
Do what you got to do.
Do what you got to do. And we're going to do what we got to do here, which is you pick two movies. I haven't done two movies on the pod since The Human Centipede 2 and 3. So this is
you
a special
one.
No, we did one, but I was like, I'm going to do a
two and three are so much crazier.
Oh, yeah. I almost threw up. I've almost threw up in all of them.
He
but
staples them.
They curb stop a baby and then he shoots all of them. And then the third one's political.
Which, let's be fair, like who hasn't wanted to curb stomp a baby before?
I see that baby and I want to get demonetized so bad. I want to get canceled so quick.
A baby that deserves it. I wouldn't curb stop any baby, but I mean, in this
the baby had to deserve it.
Our taxes go to killing babies. not here anymore. Now we export it. We kill other countries' babies,
let's just
but
go
we do
abortion.
It.
Let's just start.
I'm sorry. I'm getting too. You know, horror is never political, right?
Horror is never political.
Never political. Ever. It's just horny.
Horny as fuck.
I've been watching the new Ed Gein show. Yeah.
Why is he so hot? Ed Gein, it's the actor. He looks like Ed Gein, okay?
Yeah.
But he's just jacked as shit. Ed Gein was not jacked as shit.
There's no way. Well, he worked on a farm.
It doesn't.
He had to be in like farm
he
shape.
He was on the spectrum and like didn't do a lot on the farm. but it's, you know what? Arm candy. I get it. But if they would have just like made him like, I won't say starve himself,
no,
but literally.
Well, you lost 35 pounds for the
role. You should have lost more
and
like become more gaunt. I think it would have been so accurate. It would have been awesome.
I disagree. I don't want it to be accurate. What I like about all of Ryan Murphy's shows is that he doesn't cast uggos. Not a single one. And I think like television as a form of escapism, I think every single role and people that are qualified for the role too.
Totally.
But it should be the hottest actor you can get available. I think all television should be much horny. Our television isn't horny enough.
That's...
Like, you ever watch a Marvel movie and you're like, these are like the 12 hottest people in the world and they're basically gods and we don't get to see them fuck once. We just got to see them all shoot a different variety of color laser out of their hand. They all have different powers, but they're just like, I shoot the red power. I shoot the green power. I shoot a bow and arrow. Fuck you. But they need a fuck. You know, I know that they fuck. They supposedly have relationships. They have weird ghost babies in the 1950s. Fuck. I want to see ScarJo fuck Bruce Banner so bad.
You can on Pornhub. This with podcast ChatGPT. Is sponsored by Pornhub. Pornhub. Go there now.
I don't like porn.
Use code Katie Afraidy for 25% off your goal. You can't do that. You could try. Don't do that. But okay, so you picked two movies.
I picked two movies.
Zombie movies, which I haven't. I think I've only done one other zombie movie on the
pod.
What
movie?
If I'm remembering, I think it was just. Oh my God! What's the George Romero?
Night of the Living Dead.
Yes, Night of the Living Dead. No, Return. No.
Day. Dawn.
Dawn of the Dead. Yeah, Dawn of the
Dawn.
Yeah.
The original, or did you do the Snyder remake?
The original. Yeah.
The Snyder remake was one of the first, like, in the real big kickoff of new zombie movies. And I like, I've seen so many zombie movies because, like, I grew up in like the 2000s and the 2010s, and mm-hmm. it was just everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
50 zombie movies came out in 2014. I did my research for this show.
appreciate
there
was that.
So many. Walking Dead, but though, I just want to say this, fucking sucks. That's a dumb show. I hate The Walking Dead.
I've only
so much.
Seen the first three episodes. And
that's
then,
all you need
and
to
then
see.
My mom would be like, it's Sunday. You know what time it is. It's Walking Dead time. And I'm like, okay. Okay, Jodine.
Talking Dead time.
She also said, like, Talking Dead's on. I can't talk. Talking Dead's on. I was like, okay. Okay, okay, mom, chill. Put the gun down.
Not enough fucking on that show either.
I want a zombies. Speaking of zombies fucking.
Speaking of zombies fucking.
Should we start with warm bodies?
Let's start with warm bodies.
It's a perfect transition. I've only seen this movie like one other time.
Me too.
It's a delight. So how would you, if you had to explain this movie to somebody who's never seen it before, how would you explain this movie?
I mean, it's Romeo and Juliet, and it's not even like subtle about it. Her name's Juliet. His name is R, because he's a zombie that only makes a sound. He's like, I don't remember my name, but I think it might be R. They have a balcony sequence.
I didn't realize
it's
that.
It's literally Romeo and Juliet, but with zombies. So he's a zombie, and she's like, she's the daughter of the like leader of the survivors, and they're fortified like little citadel or whatever, and. He meets her and it awakens something in him, which cures the zombie thing, which doesn't make any sense. But the movie's all about feels and vibes. It's just a good feeling movie.
Mm-hmm.
So like it wakes him back up and he starts finding connection. But, you know, it goes a little beyond Romeo and Juliet because in that they're both like these rich aristocratic families. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, yeah, we just kind of hate each other for no reason. This movie does play up a lot of like almost like class divide issues. Like mm-hmm. the zombies are like they're trapped in their rut and stuff. And he's like, oh, every day's the same. We're all going to turn into these fucking corpse bonies that they mm-hmm. call them, which only existed to give them an extra threat in the movie. They didn't really add much to it. But and he's like, oh, every day's the same. I don't remember anything. I'm a shuffling zombie. But he wants more.
Mm-hmm.
And then he meets her. And they kind of like fall and it opens his heart up. And then he kind of opens the other zombie's heart mm-hmm. up. And then the humans eventually, I mean, spoiler alert, it works out great for everyone.
Yeah.
The humans learn that like, oh, they're not the outsider and the monster. They're just in a different situation and there is a cure and we can save them. And it's great. I cried in the car this morning watching it on my phone as I drove here.
You were watching it as you were driving?
I was.
God damn it. Don't do that. Don't do that.
It's not the most distracting thing I do in the car.
That's crazy.
Sometimes I tweet in the car. Oh, that's fun.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Good for you. So I guess my first question to you then is, would you fuck a zombie?
Yeah, of course. <You're> I don't see why that would be an issue at all. I'd use protection, obviously.
Oh, okay. Oh. Because, you know, yeah, you want to make sure, yeah.
I want to make sure I don't, you know, get the clap or whatever. What would you call it? What is zombie? The T-virus.
The bite?
The bite.
Because you would.
I put a muzzle on them, but I put muzzles on people anyways.
Okay, that's
perfect.
Like,
what we do, you know? I'm into bondage, dude. So I'll tie a zombie down. I don't give a fuck. I love tying a bitch down. Tied down.
I don't.
I'll mummify them. I'll wrap them in some fucking 7 layers of toilet paper and gauze.
Toilet paper's gonna do it.
Cut a little hole for the.
Oh my god, romantic.
I fuck a zombie. Damn, what do they give a fuck? Yeah, is it okay to? Is that necrophilia to fuck a zombie? Who cares?
Tune in the comments below. Tell us,
right? Who's getting hurt? You know.
Get us demonetized. I'm not editing any of this out.
Don't
it's
you fucking
in.
Dare. I have things to say. I have a point to make, America.
About
fuck dead bodies.
Jesus Christ.
Make furniture with their skin.
Ed Gein it again. You know what? Make America Ed Gein again.
Make America Ed Gein again. But would you fuck a zombie?
I think it would depend on who the zombie was.
Nicholas Holt. Yeah,
he's the cutie. He's the cutie patootie.
I had such a crush on Teresa Palmer in like everything growing yeah. up in movies. I don't think she's used enough. She's a great scream queen to begin with. Mm-hmm. I loved her in Lights Out. I think because her face, even when she's in a happy sequence, still always looks like it's filled with dread and terror.
Yeah, that's true.
And like she's been crying for yeah. like 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Just got those eyes for it.
Yeah.
What about Teresa Palmer? If you're watching this. I'll wrap you up like a mummy, cut a hole in the...
Hit a bitch up, dude. Hit a bitch up. Also, fucking Dave Franco.
You know, I used to hate Dave Franco, and I've really grown on him ever since, 22 Jump Street?
Mm-hmm.
That really turned me on him. I hated him because of Scrubs.
Yeah.
And he's just... You're a handsome dude, but you got one of those faces where you're like,
but he's just a funny guy.
He's
just
so funny.
And he's so awkward in real life, which just makes it even better. You're just like, you play these douchey people, but you're just like this sweetest little awkward thing who just praises Alison Brie, which we love.
I like them better as one person.
Which yeah.
Speaking of tranny movies.
That movie. Crazy. That ending was crazy. Also, there's a girl, Juliet's friend with the big eyes. Mm-hmm. She was on America's Next Top Model.
Nice. I love that show. So, that's a real horror movie of a show.
Tyra Banks
tortures.
She's crazy.
Hot women. It is torture porn.
It is because the haircut stuff.
I love the haircut. I love when she's like, I'm going to shave your head off because your whole identity is your hair. I think that's important. I think, I did this 3 weeks ago. I had some luscious locks. It's important to make a big change. And like, fuck, it's also, why do we watch reality television if it's not to watch hot people suffer and make us feel better about our situation in life?
That's so true. That is so true.
And they look better.
Sometimes they look like you should have stayed a blonde, but whatever, you know, we don't, you know, what Tyra knows best, blah, 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 whatever. I would qualify this as a zom-com rom-drom.
I really like that a lot. I want to congratulate you on the wordplay you just did there.
Thank you.
For a movie where half the characters can barely form words, that does sort of say zom-com
rom-drom.
That's a dialogue that he would have in the film.
Oh,
for
100%.
The soundtrack was killer. I hadn't seen it since
it was
theaters.
Bumping. Yeah.
And I forgot how much just like indie sleaze and like vintage like romance songs were playing mm-hmm. it. He's like listening on vinyl and he's like, feels more alive. And
you're like, okay, you're an indie boy. Okay.
I see what you did there.
Because he wants to feel the music.
Vinyl was really popping off then, too. That was when people were getting back into the vinyl craze, which makes you a douchebag. She's like, you don't have iTunes? Which I was like, none of you have iTunes.
You don't it's have the Wi-Fi. You don't have internet.
But there was one dude, and I thought it was weird. There's when the zombies first attack and eat Dave Franco. Sorry, Dave Franco. There's a guy fucking playing on his iPhone. He's, like, playing a shooter game. I was like, how are you doing this?
Wait, how much? Because you only have so much electricity,
mm-hmm.
and eventually it is going to run out.
Mm-hmm.
So what I just...
Especially because later in the movie, they explicitly say, we don't have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, so what... I mean, you know what? He probably downloaded a game that was... You didn't need Wi-Fi for it. It's a shooter game.
Which is a little... You're playing a shooter game you shoot people already?
Yeah, you could like play like Sudoku or something. Like something different to like take your mind off. You're like, no, I want to just think about guns.
You know, back then, too, it's less now, but zombie shooting video games was such a big fucking thing. It was like I remember the first one was Call of Duty Nazi Zombies, mm-hmm. which everyone fucking loves. That was like the game to play in 2008. They're Nazi zombies, great combination, two groups of people. And I know it's not politically correct to say this right now, but Nazis fucking suck. I'm sorry, America, you're wrong. Shoot them all. Mm-hmm. But it's a great thing because it was like, you can kill a zombie and not feel bad. You can kill a Nazi and get a hard on. It's put them together is one thing.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
They were fucking everywhere. Zombies were in everything.
They're very popular at that time. It's like it also depends on the political climate. Mm-hmm. And that's like, I think we are in the more like, we're romanticizing more right now because of how bad it is. So it's going to be more like vampires and mm-hmm. like
vampires
the classics
are big then too.
Yeah. But it's like, it's just at the ebb and flow. Yeah. But zombies are more like, when things are going well, we have mm-hmm. more apocalypse movies.
Absolutely.
And when things aren't going well, we have more like, oh, we're going to escape to this happy place.
And the zombies were kind of like, this was like peak 9/11 Iraq war kind of times. Mm-hmm. Like, I think people just needed a thing to shoot a lot of. Soldiers were in our brain. You just needed like an other that there was a lot of.
Zombies are it, man.
They're a stand-in zombies. For anything you want. It makes a great movie. Night of the Living Dead, they're like fucking, it's like communism approaching yeah. or something like that. Then Day of the Dead, it's like, or Dawn of the Dead, it's like consumerism. And then in the 2000s, I'm guessing they're Arabs or whatever
yeah.
because everyone's scared of them. Because they knocked down two towers. Mm-hmm. Could I just say two buildings? Not that big a deal, right? Like, okay, I like go knock two of their buildings down. Don't fucking kill 3 million of them. Jesus Christ, dude. They're not zombies. They're fucking people. And building two of the same tower, the fucking hubris on that. Like, you deserve to have at least one knocked over.
Oh, my God. But that's so 2001.
9/11 changed us.
It did.
But
man, you can never forget.
Never forget.
I have to bring it up every podcast at least once.
Do you think, like, because he had no memories and they were coming back to him, do you think it must have been hard when he finally remembered 9/11? He was like, oh, God damn it.
I don't think 9/11 happened.
Well, the movie's 2013.
Yeah.
So
how long have they been in?
8 years.
Oh, wow. But he doesn't remember his life, though.
Doesn't remember his life.
So he might not remember 9/11.
But when he eats people's brains, he gets their memories. I remember.
You have to relive 9/11.
I forgot.
Oh, my God.
I was never supposed to forget, and I forgot.
Oh, my God. He has to relearn about everything.
I miss 9/11. I was old enough for it, and somehow we were living in a dinky little town. There were, like, eight people
Wait,
in my class.
How old are you?
31.
Okay.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Nice. It's a good year.
I don't remember.
Good age.
I don't remember. I was alive during 9/11, but I don't remember it because I was in preschool.
I was alive. I missed it, and I didn't realize about 9/11 until, like, a couple weeks later when, like, because the schools were going propaganda shit. They were bringing troops back to, like, talk to us and stuff. They passed out, like, a pamphlet that was basically, like, look what they did to our country, and like they fucking hate us because we have shopping malls and bald eagles and stuff. I was like, I'm like, that's why.
Get those malls out of here. And now we don't have malls, and it's because of that. Wow.
I was reading this pamphlet in class, they're passing it to everyone. I was like, wait, what is this? What's 9/11? Everyone in class is like, it's 9/11, you know? And I was like, no, what's this? They're like, ha, you missed 9/11. I was like, fuck.
You were bullied for missing 9/11?
I was bullied relentlessly that year. That was the year I moved to a new school for the first time.
Wow.
And
the new kid doesn't know about 9/11.
The new kid doesn't know about 9/11.
Yikes.
Never forget. You never knew. But
oh, my God. Oh, my God. So
speaking of a horror movie.
Speaking
I was
of a horror
in
movie.
All at Tennessee at the time.
Also, this movie's just Stockholm Syndrome. Let's be honest.
Well, he's hot.
It's still so. If he wasn't hot, then it's Stockholm Syndrome. But if he's hot,
yes,
he kidnapped her.
He didn't kidnap her. He specifically saved her. He like wipes the blood on her face
yeah.
so the zombies won't
and
smell
takes her,
her
without her will.
She walks away with him. She could have run. He's like, don't run, and she follows him. It's not.
She goes.
Stockholm-y.
She goes. He says, that's too much.
I did think that was the best. Weird. Like, it doesn't matter because, again, the movie's just about making you feel happy about love and connection. Yeah. But I was like, he already is pretty self-aware of the zombie situation going into it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, the movie starts with him just shuffling along with his inner monologue. He's like, it's been like 8 years like this, and I don't remember nothing.
Well, it could have been eight years of him being
a zombie.
A zombie. So it could have been. So he might not know about, no one knows about 9/11.
It can't been that much longer because it shows flashbacks to her life before the zombie apocalypse. Sometime in her high school career, they had non-zombie times.
That would suck.
Can you imagine 9/11 happens? Stop. And then 4 years later, the zombie apocalypse breaks out.
You're like, this is my 9/11. And you're like, hey.
So 2013 is when it's set. The apocalypse happened in 2004. Bush did the zombie apocalypse.
Guys, you heard it here first. This is groundbreaking.
It did say in that little thing, it's like president gets infected and the like little sizzle at the beginning.
Ooh.
And I was like, is Bush patient zero?
Whoa, guys.
Did you like the movie?
I loved it. It's so fun. It's like, I forgot how like warm-hearted it was and just.
It's in the title.
Yeah. Warm bodies. I just forgot how like sweet it was. And it was just like, oh, two people from different parts of the track. They find each other and it's just. And then you're bleeding. You just shot him. He's going to die. She's like, you're bleeding. You're not.
The metaphor there is like, oh, they bleed the same blood as us.
Yeah.
Very on the nose. When they painted him up and like gave him the makeover and she's playing Pretty Women on the soundtrack. He's like, can we fucking not?
And she's like, no, we have to. Come on.
It's really funny.
It's part of the bit. I didn't realize the Romeo and Juliet thing.
No?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I picked up on it pretty fast. The moment they said her name was Juliet, I was like, oh, yeah, obviously. But that's okay. We can't all be good at analyzing movies. We can't all be media literate.
I'm not. I can't fucking read. These aren't even notes. They're just script. They're actually pictures. Can you give me your best zombie impression?
My best zombie impression? Okay. Hey, I'm a fucking zombie.
Hey, get out, I'm walking here.
I'm shuffling here. Hey, I'm a fucking zombie.
Brains, hey, I'm hungry.
Gabagool. I'm a fucking zombie.
Nah, brains. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It's my customer service voice.
Can I help you?
I'm sorry, we got tickets to the show and Bobby Lee didn't show up. What are you saying to me? Fine, we'll go.
You're like, shit, okay. Comedy Store's hiring some weird people. I guess it's hard to find good help. it's tough out there these days. It's tough out there. Honestly, though, I know you said the bonies weren't that scary, but the bodies were like,
I thought they were scary. I didn't think that they added a lot to the themes that the movie was going with.
Totally.
Other than giving them a fight sequence at the end.
But like, they were spooky
as fuck.
If you saw like a normal zombie, you'd be like, oh, that's fine. If you saw like just a skeleton running at you, I'd be like,
that'd be way worse.
What the actual fuck? Also, how can they eat? It doesn't go anywhere. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Also, do zombies poop?
I think they throw it back up. The bonies were anorexic zombies. If ever I've seen that, I'm going to start calling
bonies.
People with eating disorders. It's like, look at the bonies over here. And I can say that I have an eating disorder.
There you go.
Yeah, I only eat brains.
Right.
High protein. Low carb diet, all brains.
All brains, but then you get their memories, which also it gives like the zombie like a more, I mean, I want to say more human aspect, but a more human aspect to be like, oh, they're not just like mindless things. They're eating brains to feel something.
To feel something. And so that they don't die.
That too.
Or maybe turn into bonies. I don't know if that's what dying is for them.
Yeah. I was a little confused about that lore, but I was like, you know what? We're just in it.
I liked his friend.
Yeah. Where they're like, we're friends, but we just kind of stare at each other awkwardly and.
We'll do this for days sometimes.
City. Hungry. I'm like, that's how when I go out with the girlies, we do that too.
Yeah.
City. Hungry.
That's the thing. They're just trapped in these fucking zombie bodies. This is the most connection that they can have. Honestly, I watch this like that's just any two men.
That's any two men. They just stare and they just grunt at each other. That's a very man thing.
They're just like, yeah, we're just the poor, downtrodden zombies of the earth. We're trapped in this fucking system of oppression. This is all we have to connect with. And we just shuffle along and sit at the Rockin' Rileys in the airport and just grunt at each other.
That's the way to go. What else is the way to go is having John Malkovich as...
John Malkovich.
I was like, I forgot he was in this movie. So, once again... Give me your best John Malkovich impression. Ready, set, go.
I think these zombies.
I can hear it in my head, but out loud, I don't think.
No, I don't think I can do it. I'm really bad at impressions.
John Malkovich.
Hey, I'm John Malkovich.
Hey, brains. John Malkovich. He talks kind of like this, and it's John.
Kind of
like. This and I'm John Malkovich and I love zombies. You, Juliet, you can't date him. He's one of them zombies.
But Papa, I love him.
No porridge for you, you bastard child.
He's not like the others. He has excellent bone structure.
But one of them killed your mom.
One of them did kill his mom.
Yeah,
her mom, and that's. That's bad. And he killed the boyfriend, which she didn't give a shit about that
She
much.
Was like, oh no, my boyfriend. He was a bad boyfriend.
He was a shitty boyfriend. She's like, oh,
I Some would
my
say
dad.
Brainless. We're going to end it here, guys. Thank you so much. That's been the episode. I'm going to go walk into traffic. I want to end with one note for me. And then if you have any final notes on this movie, and then we'll switch to the next one. In the end, when they all start switching... Or they'll start transitioning into humans.
Humans.
And it's
they
all
were
sweet.
Always human. They were just shackled by capitalism.
And society.
And society.
Society. Societal norms and pressures. But when like the humans are helping the zombies like, you know, do normal things, and Marcus is trying to open an umbrella, and this woman helps him.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'll hold the umbrella. And then their cute little moment.
He's so adorable.
He was like, you're very pretty, Emily. And she's like, thank you. And he goes, you're supposed to say I'm very pretty back. And I was where's the spinoff on them? They're so cute.
Actually, that would be great. I would watch another movie in the Warm Bodies universe. That would be really
so
cool.
Sweet. It'd be so sweet.
It's a great, like, it's just a great setting.
Yeah.
It's a really good movie. I highly recommend it.
Yeah. Any final notes?
Any final notes? This is when we need more romance in our movies.
Yeah.
We need more love. You can have zombies and gore if that's what you
zombies
want.
Zombies fucking. Where's my zombie fucking scene?
Zombie fuck boys.
What the hell? You know? Zombie fuck boys. Hey, you up? Brains?
It's just I did relate so much to his inner monologue. He's like, don't stare at her.
Just stare at her. You're acting weird. Act normal. Eyes away. Eyes away. So, out of 10, what do you think?
Out of 10, I give Zombieland a solid 8.
This wasn't Zombieland.
I would give Warm Bodies a solid 8.
I also gave
I got no brains. I'm a zombie. Hey.
Some would say you're brainless.
Okay. Oh, but no, it's a really good movie. I like it a lot. I love a good rom-com. Like, I'm a sucker for a rom-com.
Rom-com, som-drum.
Rom-com, som-drum.
Period. And I would also give it an 8. It's solid. Solid.
Yes.
Oh, I love when a good plan comes together.
Right?
And that quote didn't work for that.
It's okay. I'll allow it. And you know what else I'll allow? This next movie we talked about it already, and we're just jumping in to this one. Now it's Zombieland.
Zombieland.
So how do you explain Zombieland?
Zombieland, oh my God, what a fantastic film. 2008, Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone. Ugh. I don't remember who plays the little sister.
Abigail Breslin.
Was that Abigail Breslin? She's a fucking just treasure.
She's a powerhouse. I love her.
Loved her in, she was in True Grit. Right? She lost the arm after the snake bit her.
I was going to say she was in Nim's Island, or more importantly, the Academy Award winning movie, Kittredge, American Girl.
I saw that in theaters too.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
She was the starring role of Kit.
My mom would take me to like movies like that, and I would just go because I'm like, oh, I got nothing better to do. Right. But I was like, I want to go see the girly movie with my mom. My favorite movie I ever saw in theaters was when I was probably like 9 years old. My mom had her like college friend over, Christy, and then my like best friend from childhood, Allie, and we were like the same age. And those two wanted to go see the Lizzie McGuire movie super late at night. My mom's like, well, my daughters are way too young to go to a late night movie, but I want to go with my friends and have a girly pop night. Adam, you're fucking coming with us to see the Lizzie McGuire movie at like 11 p.m. Never gone out to a movie that late at night. And I was like, I fucking love Lizzie McGuire. And went on like a girls trip with my mom and watched that. This is what dreams are made of. You know? That's a great film, by the way. If you haven't seen Lizzie McGuire, that's a 10 out of 10 right there.
Cinema.
Sing to me, Paolo.
Also,
have you ever seen?
How old do you think they are?
Oh, I'd really rather not.
They're in the eighth grade. That's an eighth grade graduation.
They're in the eighth grade.
They were going into high school.
Did you see Disney nixed the revival of the Lizzie McGuire TV show?
Yeah.
Because she wanted to make it like more adult and deal with real themes like alcoholism and depression and stuff that she deals with. I don't know if she's an alcoholic, just problem, adult problems. And they're like, no, we're not doing a dark. It just cuts to the little cartoon.
She's just like, Lizzie. She's shooting up. You're like, Jesus.
She's just drinking and driving.
This got dark as fuck. You're probably wondering how I got here. They're like, not again. Oh, no, my first mugshot. That would have been good. That would have been fucking good.
God, eighth grade? They weren't eighth graders playing them.
No. Well, they probably were around there.
I think that's the thing that... Can I get real for a second? We've already talked about anorexia. I think we'd have way less body dysmorphia if they cast age-appropriate actors in roles. Yeah. If you cast, like, fucking 22-year-olds... to play like 14-year-olds, you're just gonna be like, why don't I have arms like that? Why don't I have tits like that? Yeah. Why cast teenagers to play teenagers, you know?
Yeah, they cast me to play 14.
Recently? Uh-huh. I mean, you look fantastic.
Thank you so much.
I think you can play 14.
I looked younger than the 14-year-old that was playing across from me. And I was like, how is this possible?
Yeah.
She had tits, though. So that sucked. The movie?
I'm so sorry. I understand the struggle. I've been trying to grow a pair for like 12 years now. I wanted E's for Effie, but they only grew to A's for Adam. So here we are. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
I appreciate that.
That was good.
You can do that. You can grow your own tits. They sell pills.
I've been trying to grow mine for 27 years, and they've been the same ever since.
Look fantastic.
Thank you so much. I also have back issues. Eyes up here, not on Zach Baggins.
The fuck is Zach Baggins?
Have you ever seen the show? Here we go. You got this stutter. Don't do this. Don't fuck it up. Ghost Ed Ventures.
Yes, I've seen Ghost Adventures.
He's the main guy from the show.
How do you feel about ghost hunting?
It's real.
Okay. I've been trying.
It depends on who's doing it, and I do think it is real, but I do think that a lot of people are just doing it for a show and not actually doing it and giving it, like, the real scientific background, which is what I would do if mm-hmm. I did it, which
what's,
I'm going to
start. What's the real scientific background?
You take everything with a grain of salt. First of all, not everything is a ghost.
And then put that salt in a circle around
exactly,
you.
Exactly.
So that the ghost
and
don't
then be
get
like,
in.
Ooh. There's one device that is more scientifically accurate than the rest of them. Like, you're not doing a REM pod. You're not doing.
Yeah.
I'm not trusting a fucking psychic. I'm not trusting any of those people. I don't care. Medium. Sorry.
Psychics, you're liars.
I don't know.
You prey on the elderly. You prey on elderly Jewish women who come in to get their reading, and you rob them of money, mm-hmm. and you need to fucking stop,
You need
okay?
to stop. Stop targeting.
I don't know why I made it a Jew thing. I think it's just because I saw it in Mrs. Maisel, you know?
I haven't seen
it. Oh, great show. The mom goes to a psychic a lot, and she's definitely taking advantage of her.
Got it. Well, there's this one device called the music box. And pretty much it can't be interfered by any, like, radio frequencies. And all the other devices can be interfered. So even if you have, like, your phone or a flashlight, it could trigger it.
Can I just say?
But it's also, it's insane that's, like, I'm aware that everyone's, like, that it's fucking insane. But I don't know. I want it to be true.
Can I just say it's hard? I don't want ghosts to be true. That's fucking terrifying, bro.
Why not? But aliens are real. Come on.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. It was proved.
It was not proved.
Yeah.
Who proved it?
Remember when they were like, instead of releasing the Epstein files, they released stuff about aliens?
Did
the
you
government?
Read the stuff that they released?
About aliens?
Yeah, because they didn't release shit.
Oh.
That's one of those things. And that always pisses me off because, well, I think there could be like aliens like out there. I don't think they've gotten here. That's what I don't think.
I think they are.
No, please. I mean, oh, fuck.
I'm an alien. Surprise.
Hey, I'm an alien. I'm a fucking Martian over here.
Actually, I'm a zombie. Zombieland. Back to that.
Back to Zombieland.
Transition.
Transition to Zombieland.
Amazing. Stunning.
So is that what we're at? Or
That's
is that how much
at.
You got left?
Speaking of poop, Amber Heard's in this movie. Amber Turd.
Amber Heard?
I'm surprised you missed her. She's the hot
neighbor.
Was
she the hot girl at the beginning?
She's the hot neighbor.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not notice that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Amber Heard. And that's.
And she got smashed in the head again.
She's got to stop doing that.
Sorry, Amber Heard. I think you're probably innocent. I don't know. That was a hard trial to follow. I couldn't.
I think they're both at fault. I think they both should get a timeout.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. But also, pooping on someone's bed is crazy.
That is crazy. Non-consensually.
I'm going to kink shame. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't. It's gross.
That's messy. Stinky. I clean up.
Don't.
Icky pie poo-poo.
That's a human being.
Hey, grow up. To grow up.
It is funny, though.
It is funny.
It's very funny.
It is funny. It grew up, though. But, no, she is. Also, I just have to acknowledge that the most unrealistic thing about this movie is that Columbus has a full dining table.
Yes. That was, like, it cuts to his real life, and I was like, this guy is doing all right for himself.
He's got a full fish tank.
He's got anxiety.
During the apocalypse, and he's like, also still has power.
Mm-hmm. But in this movie, it's only 2 months after the apocalypse.
Okay,
setting.
But
so
still.
So maybe there was still some.
What? And he's in L.A.? Or where is he? He's not in Columbus. He's from Columbus.
Well, in the beginning, he's in Texas. I don't know if that's where he was living already or if he somehow got to Texas when the movie starts. I'm guessing that's where he was.
So what apartment building has like a generator? Where is he living? Because I want to live there.
I don't think that was the apocalypse yet.
No, because
it came on really fast. I think like the world hadn't crumbled yet.
Got it. So it was just like sporadically like, oh, your neighbor just happened to get bit by somebody.
Well, because she's running. She's like, just this crazy homeless guy was running. And the worst thing happened. He fucking tried to bite me. Like, it wasn't. And she's like one of those zombies, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, this crazy homeless guy.
And she's like, and he's like, 406, if you're in there. She's like, ugh.
I like that they don't use any real names in the movie.
Yeah.
The only person with a name that you, well, you learn what Wichita's name is, like,
yeah,
Kristen at the end, yeah, or whatever. But the only person with their real name in the whole movie is Bill fucking Murray.
Bill fucking Murray. Greatest cameo.
The reason, the number of times people like ask me if anything's wrong and I just respond, maybe Garfield.
Maybe Garfield. I also just love that Abigail Breslin's character had no idea who Bill Murray was. And then he gets shot by Columbus. Mm-hmm. And because you don't sneak up on somebody in a zombie apocalypse. That was on him. That was on it. Like, what is wrong with you? What are you, stupid? We all have guns. What do you mean? This isn't the time to practice scaring people.
And he hadn't even met Bill Murray yet with them. Yeah. He had no idea Bill Murray was alive. So that was crazy. But
I love when she was like, immediately, Abigail was like, so do you have any regrets? Like, immediately. I was like, you're so much.
Maybe Garfield.
Maybe Garfield.
Which was pretty recent at the time.
Yeah.
Actually, I think we had just gotten Garfield 2, A Tale of Two Kitties.
Yeah.
Which, don't watch it, but.
It's my favorite movie.
I'm so sorry about that.
Not. Do you have a favorite zombie kill of the week?
Favorite zombie kill of the week? Ugh.
Or how would you do a zombie kill of the week?
I mean, I've played a lot of like zombie video. I've mm-hmm. killed a lot of zombies before. I've killed a lot of zombies. My favorite way to kill zombies, there's this arcade game called House of the Dead,
mm-hmm.
which if we're trying to get into the history of like the modern zombie revival, kind of starts in the 90s with Resident Evil being made in Japan,
mm-hmm.
and then House of the Dead, then that imports over, gets a big wave of zombie video games, and then we spill over into zombie movies, and then TV by Walking Dead. But I digress. House of the Dead, it's a fun arcade shooter. You get to shoot zombies. I love going to an arcade, popping a shit ton of quarters in there, and I like way overreacting as I play the shooting game. I like being that person that's just like...
You're like,
and like getting people,
yeah.
Oh yeah, getting people to like watch. That's my zombie kill right there.
Wow.
But I mean, I guess if I was gonna actually kill a zombie in real life, probably tie it up on a bed and cut a slit in it and then fuck it to death, I guess. Because you can, you know.
But like, these zombies aren't, they're two different zombies that we're talking about, because warm body zombies, they're a lot slower. These zombies are full sprint zombies.
So, which are, what do you think? Do you think the fast zombies or the slow zombies are scarier?
Fast zombies. Because again, rule number one, cardio. If you're not fast, you're dead.
Which, can we just say his rule number one is cardio? And I'm looking at this guy, he's like, no fucking way.
I'm like, you're a nerd. He's like, you gotta, he's jacked.
Limber up. I don't believe in it. Does a lion get limber before it hunts a gazelle?
I mean, but it's also Woody fucking Harrelson.
Who is one of the greatest people of all time. I love Woody
Amazing. I also, there's a line that I wrote down. It's after when they're like, oh, Bill Murray. And Abigail's like, who's Bill Murray? And he goes, I've never hit a kid before. Just immediately. And I'm like, I just love like the quick whips of those. Yep. There's also in the movie when they're in the car driving and Abigail's driving and Woody Harrelson, they're like talking about Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, she's Miley Stewart, but when she puts on the wig, she's Hannah Montana. So that was apparently ad-libbed. And I love
that. That's so funny.
And I love that.
Hannah Montana was a foundational show for all of us, I think.
Cinema. But also, is this, did Hannah Montana came out? Because this was 2009. What year did Hannah Montana come out?
Okay, I'm going to take a guess right now and say 2006.
I'm going to say 2007. 2006?
Hell yeah.
Wow.
I was big into that show from the beginning.
But that's crazy.
What's his name? The older brother like does stand up now, and he comes to the comedy stores sometimes. And he, like,
oh, Jason Earl. Yeah.
He's like, hey, I'm Jason. I was like, yeah, fucking yeah, yeah. You are Jason.
Okay, Jackson, settle down. Okay, Jackson. It was such a big deal that he was 30 playing a middle schooler
Weirded out by it.
And then now I'm like, am I Jason Earl? I'm doing that. I'm like, well, you know what? It's good for him.
It's creepier when a man does it.
It is creepier when a man does it. It's
creepier. Like everything.
It's creepier when a man does it.
Sorry, fellas. It's creepier when a man does it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's creepier when a man becomes a woman and goes into the bathroom. It's. I'm just going full transphobe
you
at this
are,
point.
If
I'm
going to
detransition. I'm going to do it right. You know?
Jesus Christ.
And I did it for, I was a straight dude for 20 years. You know, like, it's like riding a bike. You never forget. I'm calling people gay again.
Like, you're like, what? I feel great.
And they're not gay.
They're not
they're
gay.
They're just being
I'm
annoying.
Just
and I was like, that's gay.
You're doing it.
No homo.
You're.
But Hannah Montana was great because I like that someone basically watched the last 30 minutes of Mrs. Doubtfire and was like, what if we did 7 seasons of that?
But made it a girl.
Made it a girl.
Made it a girl being another girl.
Being another girl.
And but she's famous.
She's the same girl.
And she's not a fat lady.
And she's not a fat lady. Mrs. Doubtfire is a wild movie.
It's crazy.
That's a movie about a man who somehow in his mind thought it would be easier to dress up as a Scottish nanny than to just be a supportive husband. I was like,
it's
you could
tough.
Have actually just seen your kids if you just took your wife's side every once in a while.
Nope. It's
no, that's no, you're right. Dressing up as a lady does sound easier.
It's so much easier. So much easier. So if you were in the zombie apocalypse, what would you choose as your weapon of choice?
Well, chainsaw's the coolest, I think.
But that's up close.
It's up close. It's unwieldy. I think I would hurt myself. I know I would hurt myself. There's no way I would not hurt myself. I've never used a chainsaw before.
Yeah.
But I kind of like, I like a baseball bat with some barbed wire on the end.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty cool because, A, the baseball bat, it's got a lot of classic Americana in it.
Okay.
Which, speaking of this movie, and both movies did it, like, in Warm Bodies, they're, like, saying God Bless America and stuff when they're in there. In Zombieland, the movie, like, literally opens up with the Star Spangled Banner playing, mm-hmm. and they, like, have all, you know, it's them dealing with all this nostalgia of what they lost, which they didn't really appreciate at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I would do something like classic and American. I'd want to hit the zombie's head, see if it comes off, see how far it goes. Maybe a dildo. Dildo cannon. Can you get a dildo cannon?
That'd be crazy.
I think you could get that in Dead Rising 4, but
you probably could. I mean, yeah, you probably would have to get creative, but I probably would just hit up like a Midwest Walmart and just stock up.
Stock up on guns?
Stock up.
Engraved bullets.
Yeah.
Catch this metaphor for a fascist. Ooh, woo. We have to engrave your own bullets because there's no one working at the store. Which, can we talk about, like, how are you allowed to engrave bullets in this day and age?
I don't want to talk about it.
We're not going to talk about
engraving
bullets.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, we'll only shoot zombies.
We're only shooting zombies.
Guns are fun.
Guns are, well, yeah. I don't know if you've been to, I don't know if you've heard of Burbank before, but there's a place called Gun World.
That sounds like the coolest fucking thing
Gun
in
World.
The entire
big guns,
world.
Little guns, small guns, gay guns, liberal guns, Republican
they do have gay guns.
Guns.
Pink pistols, that's
pew,
like pew. The NRA for gay people.
And they go pew, 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 pew.
The bullet says I'd like to speak to your manager on it. Bullets for women. Catch this, Karen.
Speaking of women being the worst, I think the most frustrating part of this movie is when they finally get to Pacific Playland.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, we've been smart this whole movie. Let's turn on all the lights.
All the lights.
All the sounds. And just ride all the rides and be super loud. And we're going to be safe.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys deserve to die.
They were thinking with their emotions.
They were like, we're still happy. I just want to give her a childhood. It's like, you could do that like one ride at a time.
One ride at a time. Wait till the daytime. You could, the guys were going to go with you already. You could have brought backup, you know?
Literally.
You could have had two of you riding the ride, two of you there on guard duty, take turns. Everyone has a fun time.
Right. You. See, this is why women shouldn't do anything.
Hey, okay. Oh, women are the best.
That's the line.
I love women. They're my favorite.
They are.
In every capacity. I've been back in the men's room. Oh, dude, it's a nightmare. It's been 12 years. 12 years a white woman. My new memoir coming out. It's been 12 years. I'm sad to report they have not started washing their hands in the interim.
Yeah.
But Zombieland's a great movie. Like, and the kind of differences between these movies is the zombies in Zombieland, that's like, the zombies are just the thing happening around them while they're dealing with their internal conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are struggling to make a connection because of themselves and how they've been hurt before. Mm-hmm. And he always had anxiety growing up because he's a fucking gay little nerd that's just scared to talk to women playing World of Warcraft all the time.
Jesse Eisenberg. He's such a little awkward thing. And I'm like, I just want to squeeze you.
I loved him in Adventureland. Yes. That is one of my favorite movies.
You sold a giant-ass panda? You can't sell a giant-ass panda. I got a giant-ass panda at a fair once. And my brother and I were like, someone's going to get fired because we got a giant-ass panda. Oh, my God. I still have it. I can't. It's at my parents' house. And I'm like, we can't sell this. Someone got fired over this. Like, you don't understand. Also, we spent so much money trying to get that panda.
How much money did you spend? What game did you play to get the giant panda?
My brother won it. It was the one, it was the bottle toss with the ring.
Yeah.
And my brother just kept, like, we got like $40 and it was just like, he just kept hitting the same ring over, or the same bottle over and over and over again. He finally did it and I was like, and we went ape shit. I'm like, panda!
Because it's not just that you get a panda, it's that you defeated them. You hate the theme park people by the time you get there.
Yeah, yeah. Carnies are the best and the worst.
Yeah.
They're good. They're good. I was really good at the one game, fish one.
With the like little fishing rod?
It's the one where you get the live fish, but it's pretty much beer pong.
With live fish?
You win a fish if you get it in one of them.
Okay.
And I was really good at it as a kid. I won 20 fish.
And how many of them are still with us?
Well, the longest one lived 10 years.
Oh, that's nice.
And they all lived at least 2 years. But the guy would sing a song. His name was Paul. I love Paul. He sung a song, and it was, what did you win? A fishy friend. What did you win? A fishy friend. Fishy friend, fishy friend. That's exactly what she win. What'd she win? Fishy friend. What'd she win? Fishy friend. Give me 5. Give me 10. Would you play again?
The fact that you still remember the whole fishy friend song.
Hell yeah. Paul's ingrained in my childhood.
Isn't it things like that stick? Like,
I think he's dead, and I'm sad.
Poor Paul, man.
I go back every year, and I go.
Sleeping with the fishes now.
His head's in the tank. Oh, no. Poor Paul. Poor Paul.
But that was the opposite of Warm Bodies.
Yeah.
To go back to our film analysis here. Because in Warm Bodies, the zombies aren't really the problem. The zombies are just a metaphor for a systemic issue. So mm-hmm. they're not being kept apart. Like, you can see that the humans that are there, some of them want to, like, come back. Even from the beginning, they're like, but there's got to be a cure. There's still people. And the zombies are like, we're people and I just want to find something. Like, they want connection so bad from the beginning, but there's a thing standing in their way, which is mm-hmm. class division. 1%. Fuck you, the 1%. But in Zombieland, the issue is the zombies are actually the catalyst to bring them together. They were all dealing with things that were keeping them apart from before. Woody Harrelson's son died and he didn't trust anyone. Jesse Eisenberg, gay nerd, wasn't good with women, played too many video games, jacks mm-hmm. off too much. I'm adding more detail to this in the movie. Yeah. But I think that the subtext is he jacked off too much, right?
Yeah.
And then the girls, they're just hot ladies that no one takes seriously and they don't trust anyone because of that. And they got hard wasteland. And so that's what's the catalyst to bring them all together. And I think that like parallel between the movies is both, cause they're both about human connection.
Yeah.
They're both rom-com zom-droms.
Yes. In their own way.
In their own way. Rom-com zom-droms.
So if you were a zombie, which zombie would you rather be?
A fast or a slow?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm already slow. I don't want to fucking work out.
You're not thinking then.
Unless, like, the warm body zombies feel pretty nice because they still kind of, they can listen to music, they have feelings. Those zombies were kind of dumb, too. Other zombies are like mindless and angry and hunger driven. Mm-hmm. The worm zombies were just like, they're kind of dumb. It was literally like, ugh, beer. Ugh, flower.
Hungry.
I don't want to be a hot zombie.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
That vanity is like my virtue at the end of the day. Important. It's very important.
Vanity's important.
What kind of zombie would you be?
I was hoping that someone would shoot me in the head.
Oh, yeah.
Point blank.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
That was although a big it
would
risk.
Be, you know what? It would be really nice, though, to like not think.
It would be so nice know? To not think.
And just like for one, like have the weight of society just off.
Off.
Like thinking it's just.
You're such
just,
a burden.
Like, but it would hurt to get to that point. But then it's just like you're free, you know? So maybe that's nice. But then it's just you, because you only have one goal. Maybe that's easy.
Have you seen the show, I want to say it's The Midnight Gospel on Mm-mm. Netflix? They just took podcasts of, I'm forgetting whose podcast is now, some comic, and they took some of his podcast episodes and then set it to like these weird animated psychedelic sequences. It's okay. So good. But there's one where it's set during like a zombie apocalypse. And the zombie at the end, they all get killed by all the zombies. But then once they become zombies, they realize the zombies are actually having, it's like euphoria. Once uh-huh. they're zombies, the zombies see each other as like glowing beings of light and they're having a good time and partying.
Mm-hmm.
I want that, where it's like we're scared of the zombie apocalypse, but actually being a zombie is pretty liberating and fun and a good time. Also, I'd want like my jaw like broken so that I can fit more in there. Me eat brain.
Me eat brain.
I want to be a zombie that eats pussy. That's what I want. Pussy eating zombie.
Period. So, Zombieland out of 10?
10.
10 out of 10?
I love Zombieland. I've watched that movie so many times. It's so funny. It's got heart to it. A stellar cast.
Amazing cast. Emma Stone.
Emma Stone is so fucking good, dude.
She's so good. I want her to do more stuff like this. I need her to stop trying to go for the Oscar. And
you don't
just, want
to see Bugonia?
I'll see it. It's probably going to be really good. But she's an amazing actress. I just want her to do more stuff like this. Where she, go back to her comedy roots because she's mm-hmm. so fucking good.
She's phenomenal. Superbad.
Amazing. Insane.
I watched Superbad again recently for the first time in a minute.
Uh-huh.
I was, back when I was still doing the trans stuff, I was like doing like hair removal. And so the ladies, like the estheticians, you know, one at a time burning each hair out of my body. And they're like, oh, put on a movie you pick. I was like, sure, I'll put one on. And I put on Superbad. And she's like so much younger than me. She's like fucking 21 years old. She's like, she never heard of Superbad. You never heard of Superbad? I've never wanted to hit a child. And I put it on. I was like, this is a great movie. It's one of the funniest things ever. We're going to watch this while I'm naked and she's injuring me with a weapon. And then I forgot how aggressively rapey the entire movie is. And I got this Gen Z sitting here and they don't find it as funny as millennials
Mm-mm,
did. Millennials
they
found
don't.
Rape jokes kind of funny
yeah.
for a minute. And it wasn't. We were wrong. I'll say that. Still a funny movie, but I'm just sitting here. I was like, I've done a bad thing. It was very awkward for all of us watching Superbad while I'm naked and he's talking about trying to fuck a drunk girl.
Yeah.
I've said a lot of bad things on this podcast.
You have. It's going to be great. It's going to, you know what?
I've had a really good time, though.
I have, too. Thank you so much for being here. This is the time where you plug your shit.
Plug my shit?
Plug the social media, I guess.
Find me on Instagram at Effie Says Hi. You can find me on TikTok at effie.meadows.0. You find me on Threads, Effie Says Hi. Might change to like Adam something soon on there for the bit, or if the Trump administration makes me. I'm a survivor, you know? We're just all in this fucking zombie apocalypse of the rise of... Isn't it crazy how much we talk about the rise of fascism so nonchalantly now?
It's great.
But find me on Instagram. Catch me doing stand-up here. Catch Katie. Do you want to plug your shit, Katie?
That's what I do after you're done plugging.
Beautiful.
It's great.
That's my plug. I love all of you so much. I only meant half of what I said.
Every single word was true.
But guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz on Katie Afraidy on YouTube, TikTok. We're on Instagram. Find us, please and thank you. We also have a Patreon with extended cut. Ooh, fancy fun. You get stickers. Ooh, join the Patreon. And before we wrap up, I like to give shitty or good advice regarding the movie that we watched.
I would love that.
I usually just think of it on the spot. Again, it doesn't have to be great. I guess, you know what? Don't judge a book by its cover. Because sometimes that zombie might be your long-lost love. Okay? And that weird little nerdy guy in the corner. Yeah. He might just be your one. Look at that.
Eat a Twinkie while you can. They do have an expiration date.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
It won't be around forever.
That's a good one, too. I'm not a Twinkie person, are you?
Actually, I do really fucking like a Twinkie. I'm a real piece of shit. I know that, but that's America right there. And we got an expiration date, too. I can't help myself. I'm on the internet too much.
It's great. Me too. It's all good, dog. And on that note, guys, we will see you next time. Stay Afraidy.
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.
How'd you die? How old are you? Because you could be 20-something.
But you could also be a teenager. You know, you have one of those faces.